The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about three hidden chemicals to eliminate from your diet now. Stop eating them now. Now, I always wonder when people hear me as a chiropractor, they say, are you talking about nutrition? And the answer is yes. I am talking about nutrition because it is something that I've actually done a whole lot more schooling and research about than likely your average chiropractor. When you talk, my most favorite thing is when a patient says, hey, to another person, like, you should see my chiropractor. And they say, oh, I see a chiropractor. And they say, oh, I know, but this is different. And we've always thought about different as something that is negative. And when I relish in the fact that people know that we are different, then those are one of the most amazing things, right? Like, I want to be different. I don't want to be this kind of average pain-based chiropractor who adjusts you and says, okay, come back when your back hurts. It's just, I've never wanted to be this glorified Advil, you know? Okay, I care too much about someone's health to think like, hey, I know that one adjustment isn't going to fix everything. And I know that there are other things that come into play when we talk about overall health and wellness. And inevitably, that is why we are different. We look at, you know, not too long ago, one of our doctors did a shop with the doc. And so we took patients around a local grocery store. So we change all the time. So we've gone through Costco, Aldi, Meijer, Kroger, and we teach them how to grocery shop. Not that you don't know. I'm sure everyone walks into a grocery store. But in a good, better, best scenario, what does that look like? Here's a great example. I think one of the most recent ones that we've gone through was Aldi. And Aldi has sourdough bread, not necessarily organic, but the sourdough bread has three ingredients. It had flour, water, and yeast. Do you know how you make bread? Flour, water, and yeast. And so it was just, you know, in a good, better, best scenario, that's one where like if I have people over or we're going to make sandwiches for someone, that's the type of bread where, oh, that, you know what I did recently? French toast. The kids were like begging for French toast. And I'm like, oh goodness, like I'm not going to use white bread. Like the sourdough bread is white, but you know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't, has three ingredients. So in a good, better, best scenario, you're like, yeah. So it just allows people to know like, how do we live this more healthy lifestyle, but being able to do it sustainably, long-term, affordably, but just ways to execute that. And so that's really one of the things that got me thinking about, there are some hard lines on chemicals that I will not allow my family to consume, right? And the education piece of that. And so just digging more into some of the health in the news, when I see what we're doing as a country now, it's a step in the right direction. I don't feel like there's a lot more to be had, but just taking those things out. So three chemicals to eliminate now from your diet. Stop consuming them now. So we'll dive into that today. But before we do that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications. Maybe.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's Health in the News. FDA bans red dye number 3 from food and drinks in the U.S. This is a step in the right direction, friends. A step in the right direction. So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has banned the use of red dye number 3. This is important. Red dye number 3 in food and ingested drugs more than 30 years after science discovered links to cancer in animals, the agency announced on Wednesday. So let's side note this real quick. There are multiple types of red dye, like red 40 is probably the most common that we see red dye. One of the things that frustrates me the absolute most is when people say, well, it causes cancer in animals. We don't know that it causes cancer in humans. We utilize that science in almost everything that we do. And so to say that it is non-applicable to humans when something causes cancer in animals, that's why we're able to see the things. There's tons of things that cause cancer in humans, but it's just one to isolate it to specifically that. We can do that. It's more controlled. It's not ethical to do that in humans, but I mean, some people see it ethical to do in animals, but that's how we base our science. So, red dye number 3, a synthetic color additive made from petroleum and chemically known as urethrocyne. Red dye number 3 is used to give food and beverage a bright cherry red color. The move acts on a November 2022 petition submitted by multiple advocacy organizations and individuals, including the Center for Science and in the Public Interest in the Environmental Working Group, which cited links to cancer. The decision by the federal agency also follows the footsteps of California, whose government banned the additive in October of 2023. So you have to think, this is, you know, 2 to 3 years ago that people have already been doing this. And to follow up, they're like, we've known for 30 years. 30 years the FDA has known that this has caused cancer. And they're like, weird. So manufacturers using red number 3 in food and ingested drugs have until January 15th of 2027 and January 18th of 2028, respectively, to reformulate their products according to the FDA. Foods imported to the United States also must comply with these requirements. So they're literally giving them 2 to 3 years. So by the way, anything that you eat with red number 3 in it, red dye number 3, has 2 to 3 years of causing cancer for you to consume before they say, oh, you should probably take this out. They say today's action by FDA is long overdue. Is a small step in the right direction and hopefully signals a renewed effort by FDA to do its job despite the many barriers the food industry places in its way. This comes from Dr. Gerald Mandy, who's a professor of nutrition at the Harvard University. The decision marks a, quote, monumental victory for consumer health and safety. This comes from Ken Cook, co-founder and president of the Environmental Working Group. We wouldn't be celebrating this historic decision today without the relentless leadership of public health champions like Michael Jacobson and others who took up this fight decades ago on behalf of consumers. Red dye number 3 is found in at least dozens, plural, of candies, food, and beverage products, but some of the most popular brands either never used or have already stopped using the additive. So fewer than 10% of products made by the companies of Ferrara, which produces the Brock candies, B-R-A-C-H, I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right, Brock's candy, for example, contain the additive as companies began phasing out using early 2023. It goes on. You're like, oh, they're not even using it. just wait. Just Born, the company behind Peeps, stopped using red dye number 3 in its production after Easter of 2024, according to a spokesperson. Some companies instead just utilize red dye number 40, which has they consider as a healthier alternative because it is not as extensively associated with cancer. They're like, yeah, it causes cancer, but like not as bad as red number 3. No big deal. However, California also banned red number 40 from food and drink sold in public schools in September due to concerns over links in behavioral and attention deficit difficulties among children. One study found a potential link to accelerated immune system tumor growth in mice, and other sources say that the dye contains benzene, a known carcinogen. So, they go on already, obviously. The FDA already banned the use of red number 3 in cosmetics and topical drugs in 1990 under the Delaney Clause after research found the additive can be carcinogenic at high doses for rats in lab tests. The mechanism for the dye causing cancer in rats doesn't occur in, they say it doesn't cause in humans, right? So that's when they're like, it doesn't appear that red number 3 causes cancer in humans. And you're like, this is literally what I just talked about. But there was California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment study found red dye number 3 can make children vulnerable to behavioral issues such as decreased attention. The report also concluded federal laws for safe food intake, that time may not protect children's brain health. So, you know, we just go on and on. I'm going to go in one of the things, teaser right here. One of the things that I truly believe that everyone should stop consuming today are food dyes. So I'm going to plug, we have an event in the office here coming up. It's Thursday, January 30th. It's a Thursday in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic at 6:30 p.m. You can get registered. You can call or text the office if you want to watch this documentary. It's called To Die For, D-Y-E. It's about food dyes, how it's processed from petroleum, its effects, research behind how they came about, and actually what is happening from a cellular standpoint when we consume these dyes. It's a wonderful documentary. It just came out very recent, within the last month or so. And so you could buy it, or you could watch it for free at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. There is a online registration that you can go through. The event is tagged on our Facebook page, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So you can get registered online through that. Or what you can also do is you can as well just call our office, 317-893-2853. Call or text if you want. Now, with that being said, when we return, red dye number 3 is not the only terrible, harmful food dye, and we'll talk more about them next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Three hidden chemicals to eliminate from your diet now. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we are talking about three chemicals to remove right now from what you consume. And we dove into a bit of how the FDA is now banning red number three, red dye number three. And here's kind of what you need to know. Red dye number three, you're like, oh, red three. And you see it on there and you're like, red three, yellow this, red 40, blue, whatever. Or they'll give it some like fancy names like sunset yellow. They are allowed by the FDA to put those shortened words on there because they cannot fit the chemical compound that is actually what that would consist of. It's so long, they would never be able to have that on an like an actual label. So here's what's kind of interesting about how food dyes ever came about. I always think this is kind of interesting. So in 1856, there was an amateur chemist named William Henry Perkins who mixed a batch of chemicals that in hopes that he would yield a malaria drug. But when Perkins failed, experiment turned purple, a hue so vivid that it could stain silks without fading. He realized he had stumbled upon a different marvel, which is a commercially viable synthetic dye. And so that is actually how the first generation of chemicals that would revolutionize the way human colored their clothes would soon after actually be in foods. What I think is so unique about this too is that there are so many countries who have realized the detriment of these colors to health. And more recently, I think it was, I forget her, but her like handle or tag and what she's known for is the Food Babe. She had actually gone through this very in-depth kind of fight against Kellogg. You know, so you're looking at these cereals and, you know, macaroni and cheese, for example, has these food dyes. But these large companies create these foods. You know, there are European countries who have Fruit Loops, for example, but they don't have the food dyes. And they're like, yes, but really, they love this. They love this like vibrant color and all of these things. And you're like, I don't care how vibrant my food is. Like, I just don't. I don't. If you're like, in return, these candies and cereals and your macaroni and cheese and all of these things have these food dyes, when in reality, we know that they cause a magnitude of health concerns. And so when we look at this and like the truth behind these synthetic food dyes, they are derived from petroleum. They are purely for aesthetic purposes only. That's it. They're added to enhance the visual appear of processed foods, particularly for kids. They are led to be enticing for them, and there is absolutely no nutritional value. But the problem is that not only do they have no nutritional values, they do, on the other end of the spectrum, have grave health concerns. And here's one that I will let you know. This is a really great one to plug into. You will see it is Thursday, January 30th. This is a Thursday. It is in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So we are located at the corner of 135 and Fairview. We're just south of County Line Road. So Meridian and County Line is kind of the main intersections of where we're at. So we're Greenwood, but we're very, very north Greenwood. We are doing it. It's free, but it is an office, so we will have a point that we'll need to cap it. But we're doing a documentary. We didn't do the documentary. I should say we're having a movie night for the documentary. It's called To Die For, D-Y-E. And it talks about food dyes, the history, the links of these artificial dyes to various health concerns, particularly in children, dives down deeper into the behavioral aspects and why these things happen in children when they consume food dyes in terms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, from mood swings to restlessness to difficulty concentrating after consuming these food dyes. And so I want to have a platform to be able to learn more. And if you want to gauge my level of excitement, I'm literally making my husband come too. You know, most of the time he'll kind of stay home and watch the kids. But this is an aspect where I want him to see this documentary as well. And so it's Thursday, January 30th. It's in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. How you can get registered. Registration is required for this free event. You can either go on our Facebook page, which is Greenwood Family Chiropractic. You can go to Greenwood Family Chiropractic Facebook page and you'll see our events. You can register through there. Or you can just call or text our office, which is 317-893-2853. Again, 317-893-2853 to get registered for movie night for the documentary To Die For. When you are looking at the impact that this is having. And here's the thing. It is not necessary. There are companies who they said, hey, we're going to cut out red dye number 3. Now, did they replace it with red 40? Yep. Is it equally as, if not detrimental in terms of health as red number 3? Probably, right? But they didn't solve a problem. They just created a different one. So I think the more we dive down into the impacts of this is that it is something in our family that we just don't do. Here's a great example of how we can allow kids to still, you know, live life and do all of the things, but also in the same aspect, not have food dyes. We more recently went to play place of some sort. My oldest was at a birthday party. I had 2 hours to kill with my younger two, who are six and almost four. And we decided that we were going to go to this place. And they have snacks and pizzas and all the things, but they also have slushies. And that is something that we rarely do ever, just because it's not only the dyes, it's all the other junk that's in there too. This is a time that I sufficed and said, all right, you know, cause they're missing out on this birthday party and they know some of the kids at this birthday party. They're not invited to this birthday party. So, I said, yes, you can get a small one. There was blue raspberry, there was watermelon, and then there was white cherry. White cherry is a dye-free version of this slushy. Now, is there still sugar? Yes. Is it the most nutritional? No, not at all. But is a time that I can let my kids be a kid and I can cut out that dye? Absolutely. So those are ones where if you can just cut out in a good, better, best scenario, right? So let's talk about just some of the dyes and its health concerns. Right. So you look at blue number 1. They call it brilliant blue. You will find a lot of blue and purple, like dyes will go in things that are white because it makes it more vibrant. So white frosting oftentimes has a drop of blue or purple because it causes more whitening effects. But the known dangers of blue number 1 causes kidney tumors. So they also induce an allergic reaction in individuals with pre-existing asthma. Blue number 2, indigo carmine or carmine, causes significant occurrence of tumors, particularly brain gliomas in male rats. Citrus number 3, citrus number 2. I do know my numbers as a grown adult. Bladder, possibly carcinogenic in humans. Bladder and tumors found in mice. When you look at red 40, this accelerates the appearance of immune system and tumors in mice. Suspected triggers for hyperactivity in children, allergic reactions. Number 5, yellow number 5, hypersensitivities. Yellow number 6 causes adrenal tumors in animals. So we know this is carcinogenic. We know that this is a problem. Why do we still keep putting it in? Why are we enticing children? And you say, because it's pretty. And you're like, can you live your life without eating petroleum-based chemical concoctions that make our food look vibrant? And the answer to that is yes, absolutely, every single time. Dyes, cut them out. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Now, next on the list of top three chemicals to remove from your diet now are nitrites. Now, the first one was food dyes. The next one, food dyes isn't one. There's lots of food dyes, but it is something that is very important to us and our family. Nitrites are the next one. So what are nitrites? So nitrites are chemical compounds that contain nitrogen and oxygen with the chemical formulation of NO2. So they're most commonly used as preservatives in processed meat. So think bacon, ham, hot dogs. Its design is to prevent bacterial growth, prolong shelf life. The other aspect too is nitrites also give cured meat their characteristic pink color, right? And sometimes its flavor. So experimental studies show that there can be harmful effects of nitrite exposure. Now, while obviously none of us want to be exposed to foodborne illness, the problem is excessive consumption of nitrites have been linked to health risks, such as formation of carcinogenic compounds in the body. Carcinogenic, again, is cancer, and an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. So the major concern with nitrites is that they can react with an amino acid in the stomach to form nitrosamines, which are known carcinogens. Nitrosamines are linked to an increased risk of cancer, particularly in the digestive system. So I was listening to something more recently just about the amount of colorectal cancers in like teenage and early 20s, like young people. We used to think like colorectal cancer was very much like you would see more so for the elderly population. But time and time again, now I see that there are all of these younger population. It is crazy. You would never see if someone who'd had like anal rectal bleeding and you're like, oh, you're 27 with stage 3 colon cancer. And you're like, what? But that's not, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens years into decades. And so when you look at this major concern about nitrites and nitrates, additionally, nitrites can also interact with other substances in the body to form reactive nitrogen species, which can damage cells and contribute to the development of different various diseases. So the problem is consuming higher levels of nitrates over an extended period of time can also lead to methemoglobinemia, which is a mouthful, but also a condition which the body is unable to carry oxygen effectively. So this is often one where people feel short of breath, fatigued, headaches. They might see like more blue lips and skin. Now here's where we look at it. And I'll tell you this, I can speak to this. Again, foods that more commonly have them. You will see bacon, ham, hot dogs. So you think about like little kids with hot dogs. You can get hot dogs that are nitrite free. Lunch meat. Salt and cured meats, salami, bologna, smoked meat, sausages, jerky, corned beef, canned meat, meat-based baby foods, and meat-based soups and stews. I will say when I was in college, I was waitressing, and I was waitressing at a breakfast restaurant. And as I waitressed at this breakfast restaurant, we had a cook. His name was Sam. Sam was on the line, and a lot of those cooks, you know, if there is something that was wrong or an order didn't go through, like they would just eat it. So he ate a lot of breakfast meats, sausages, bacon. This was not a place that had, you know, like nitrite-free meats. And I'll never forget, I had moved here, and it was a couple years in practice, and I had gotten a message from someone that I had served at this restaurant with to let me know that Sam had passed away. And I was surprised because he was like, he always seemed to be like a relatively healthy guy, took care of his health. And they had said he was in his early 30s. He'd worked at this restaurant for probably 8 or 9 years and he didn't feel good. He went to the doctor. He had stage 3 or stage 4 pancreatic cancer and died a couple months later. And when you look at the research about nitrites and nitrates and pancreatic cancer, it is very interesting the high rate of pancreatic cancer and exposure to daily nitrites and nitrates. And so, you know, we know that it causes stomach cancer. We know it causes prostate cancer. We know it causes pancreatic cancer. So just one of those ones where you're like, those are ones like we just choose to do nitrate and nitrite free meats. And yes, that means that not very often. I would say my husband's favorite lunch meat's hard salami, and I have yet to find a hard salami that is nitrite free. And so that's just an aspect that we might, as a special treat, get it once or twice a year. But there's other, like I can get ham that's nitrite free. I can get turkey that's nitrite free. If we're traveling or I need to do something, like we can typically get around that. You know, not everywhere do we go. If we don't go out to breakfast very often, but that's one that they'll probably be exposed to. But I'm going to do everything that I can to know that if we know developmental cancers, especially digestive, colorectal, stomach, esophagus cancer, are massively increased with consuming these, and I don't have to, this is something that I will not bring home when I go grocery shopping. I'm very mindful of it, and it's something that we will not eat. So nitrite and nitrate-free family is something that we are very mindful of. Next up, we're talking about three hidden chemicals to eliminate from your diet. One of these hides in a lot of keto advertised foods. Tell you what it is next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. To schedule your initial exam and consultation. A real quick plug for a movie night that we're doing in the office. There's a new documentary that has come out within the last month. It is called To Die For, D-Y-E, Die. And it is about the history of artificial food dyes, the petroleum base, the different types, some of the health, massive health concerns, if I do add, its effect on childhood behavior, ADD, ADHD. There has been so many associations between that. And so really it is just 1 hour and 22 minutes to have someone break down the ins, the outs, the whys. We're primarily dye-free. And I had a patient who said, yeah, we don't do dyes. So, and I said, but I think understanding the whys behind it. So it'll come out. You can buy it right now if you'd like to, or you could come into our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic for free. 317-893-2853. You could always text the office. Or if you're an individual with Facebook, on our Facebook page, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, you hit the like button as well as you, there's an event there. So you can just sign up virtually online. If you don't want to call or text the office, we will reserve your seat for you. It will be a full event, just being that it's in office. So there's only so many people that we can accommodate in our office, but we would love to be able to have you. It's first come, first serve in terms of sign up. So you can come check it out, a movie about dyes. I will say too, oftentimes I have kids who come into the office and I have moms and dads, you know, I just suggest maybe cutting out food dyes. And sometimes it's hard because they say, hey, that's how we kind of reward our kids. And but the behavior that comes with it. And I'll speak to myself too. I've got three. One of my kids, I feel like, is way more sensitive to food dyes than the others in terms of behavioral issues that happen. And I've kind of shown my husband, I'm like, ooh, like a family member had opted to give them crap, you know? And you're just like, watch his behavior the next 48 to 72 hours. And it's hellacious, you know? It's just, it's interesting to kind of see that shift, which is why we're very mindful of it. Now, three things we're talking about today, three chemicals to cut out of your nutrition now. Stop eating now. And the next one that I'm going to talk about is sucralose. Sucralose is an artificial sweetener. Now, this is one where I can't say I'm like low carb or keto, but I've always noticed these marketing tactics and techniques that they use in terms of like, you know, Gatorade's Propel water. And you're like, oh, cool, flavored water with zero calories. Or a lot of the Atkin diet products where you see like keto yogurts and you're like, that's cool. You know, because a lot of the flavored yogurts have so much sugar that's added to it. And so I'll never forget, I was at a seminar in Orlando and I stopped in at Whole Foods and I was like, okay, I'm just going to pick up some stuff for breakfast to keep in my fridge. And so I grabbed a keto yogurt and some nuts to put in there and a couple berries. So I'd like mix it up as a little parfait, but a healthier version. And I got back to the hotel and I was like, you didn't look at the ingredients. And I looked on there and I was like, dang, because there was sucralose in it. And I will not consume sucralose. Sucralose is commonly known as sold under the brand name Splenda. But most of like the diet stuff is in there, but it didn't say like diet yogurt. It said keto yogurt. I'm like, I got duped. So for that trip, I had berries and nuts instead of berries, nuts, and yogurt because it's just something I won't do. Here's what's always really interesting. I just think that I can say that I don't love history. History I did very poorly in. You would think I'm not smarter than a fifth grader. I would fail that show for history. But I think some of the history about these chemicals and how they came about is relatively intriguing. So sucralose is synthesized by chlorinating a sugar molecule by substituting three hydroxyl groups with chlorine atoms. So how it was invented. Sucralose was invented by accident in 1975 when a laboratory leader at Queen Elizabeth College told an assistant to test the chemical, which he understood at the time was taste, which I don't know in any lab that you would go in and you're like, hey, test this. And they're like, let me dip my finger in a diet. Anyways, they discovered the sweetness of this compound, which was originally considered as an insecticide. So the team continued its scientific work. The research team filed for a patent in 1976, and it was received in 1984. So sucralose, their kind of claim to fame was like, sucralose is similar to sucrose, which is a naturally occurring sugar, it will falsely express or market itself as a natural sugar, which it's not. When you tag chlorine on something, it's 100% not. It's made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar. That was its marketing tactic that they used for so long. The problem is that there are absolutely detrimental health indications that come with this. I always think it's so incredibly interesting because you have most people are eating this because they want to monitor diabetes. They want to lose weight. But what they found is that one of the health implications, the health risks of sucralose is obesity, diabetes, weight gain, increased appetite, and metabolic dysfunction, which is literally the antithesis of the average person who's consuming it. So for example, there was a study that was done in Diabetes Cure. It was published July of 2023, looked at 105,000 participants. And they studied was a 9.1 year follow-up. What they found is that there was a positive association for individuals. They had a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes with consumption of artificial sweeteners like aspartame, acesulfame K, and sucralose. So the more, and they looked at it, it was almost a 10-year study. Another one published in Biomedicines, published February of 2023, was a sucralose study, reported that newborns from mothers who who consumed sucralose during pregnancy were heavier and exhibited higher markers of metabolic alteration in low-grade systemic inflammation. Like, and yet somehow we tell moms, don't drink fresh green juice, right? Don't have eggs, don't, right? Runny eggs, you have to have them fully cooked, all of these things. But you're like, oh, but you can have all the artificial sweetener that you want. Diet Coke, no big deal. Like, gosh. Another one looked at a 2014 published in Nature, found that consuming artificial sweeteners generally, and specifically sucralose for diabetes patients, found that it drives the development of glucose intolerant, i.e. diabetes, through induction of compositional and functional alteration to the intestinal microbiota. They are literally finding that these artificial sweeteners, I don't know, that were originally, this chemical was supposed to be an insecticide, right? It was designed to kill insects that we are now consuming that reaches our intestines. And we're like, why is it killing and just decimating our intestinal microbiota? And you're like, weird how that happened. But then when you realize like the history behind what it was originated for, you're like, oh, but it's the last ingredient. But it can be the last ingredient because it's 600 times sweeter than sugar. You don't need a whole lot. But again, when we're looking at like diabetes, I mean, I could go through tons and tons of study. 2013, published in Diabetes Care, another in 2016, published in Cellular Metabolism. They found chronic consumption of sucralose triggers neuronal fasting response and increases the motivation to eat. It makes you hungrier, which in turn you eat more, which makes you fatter, which is why not why you're eating these things. So again, from an insulin impact that it has, study after study, the inflammation, I think that's huge when you're looking at moms who consume it. Sucralose in breast milk. Sucralose can enter into the breast milk to breastfeeding moms, according to a 2019 study published in the Journal of Pediatric Gastroenterology and Nutrition. The study of 34 breastfeeding women concluded that sucralose appeared in the breast milk 2 hours after ingesting, with concentrations varied and marked between individuals, so how much you consumed. So, the study was assessed breast milk after a single diet soda ingestion. Researchers noted that concentration reported may underestimate true infant exposure via breast milk. Like, and again, you have this perfect little baby who are doing the best things as moms, but alteration of taste preference, right? Like, what does the breast milk taste like if that's what's coming through? The gut microbiome when you're looking at that infant, metabolism and weight trajectory. So, very, very interesting. Now, the other one too, when you're like, well, maybe you don't care if you have diabetes or gain weight or have insulin resistancy, but what you will look at and care about, or I do at least for me and my children, is a 2016 study that was published in International Journal of Occupation and Environmental Health examined sucralose consumption in mice. Researchers found a significant dose related increase incident of males bearing malignant, i.e. cancerous tumors, and significant dose-related increase in hemopoietic neoplasm in men. They, in males, what they found is this in terms of leukemia, cancer of the blood. I cannot, like, when you look at all of these different aspects of, like, oh, it sounds like it's too good to, it probably is too good to be true. It decimates the intestinal lining. Here's another one that they actually pointed out from a health implication standpoint. So before, they always assumed regulatory approval of sucralose was based on studies that assumed it passes through the body unchanged, right? What you consume from a molecular standpoint stays the same. But a new study had found that certain gut bacteria can transform sucralose into a similar molecule called sucralose 6-acetate. This compound's also found in small amounts in commercial sucralose products. It's just a byproduct of manufacturing. The research in this new study found that when researchers exposed human blood cells to sucralose 6-acetate, they found that it causes breaks in DNA. So why this is so concerning is because breaks in DNA potentially increase the risk of cancer and other health problems. So gene-associated inflammation, oxidative stress, and cancer. The other thing that they cause is that because of that, it damages the junctions that hold together the cells that line the human intestines, i.e. causing leaky gut. So that is one that I will not consume sucralose, and I will actively work to not have my kids consume sucralose either. And so three chemicals that you need to cut out, eliminate from your diet today are artificial food dyes, sodium nitrites coming from these meats, and sucralose. Cut them out today. Again, quick plug for our movie night. That is on Thursday, January 30th, 6:30 in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. It is free to you as long as you are registered and we have a seat available. That movie night is To Die For, to D-Y-E, in terms of artificial food dyes, where they come from, the base of petroleum, its negative health implications in terms of cancer, behavioral disorders in children. So two ways you can get registered. You can call or text us 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, or you can hop on our Facebook page, hit that like button, big thumbs up, but as well, there's an event on there that you can register through that link as well. So always appreciate you tuning in. Look forward to next week. Always remember that your power is on.